Welcome to episode 64 of the 1023 Soul Shop Talk podcast. Here we just talk about, well, diesel things for sure, but a lot of 7.3 stuff. In today's show, it's another build call. It's one of this week-long series of build calls, having conversation with guys like you and girls, although we haven't talked to that many girls. Yeah, whatever. Inclusive culture. Anyway, in today's call, we talk about Super Duty 7.3 that's got, he's got a stock truck, mostly. He has tuning, but he's got a modified stock turbo, and we go over, you know, stock versus modified injectors, the benefits, the downsides. What are the benefits of a single-shot injector? That's a very common question. And a whole bunch of other good stuff. If you guys are sitting on the fence of modifying your truck and adding bigger injectors, this is a good show for you. If you want to join the show and be part of this conversation, click the Plan Your Build link down below, and you'll have the option. We can have a conversation on or off air. It's up to you. We'll ask that during the call. It is nearly Black Friday. Almost everything is on sale. I'm going to read you a list right now because it's getting pretty long. I got to throw this out there. I can't believe it. You would not believe how many people have listened to this show and then proceed to ask me, "Oh, you guys sell parts? I thought you just did stuff on YouTube." No. We are a parts store, but we release this podcast, we release this show to make it so that you have the information you need before you make decisions on your truck. That's the whole point. So you don't have to buy from us. That's not a requirement. These are free, right? We don't charge anything. But if you are interested in parts, a lot of the stuff we offer, and right now, a lot of stuff's on sale. We have Anzo headlights, Brian Crower connecting rods, auto meter gauges, everything from BD Diesel, like 900 parts, from pans to turbos to up pipes, lots of good stuff. We have AFE power, exhaust systems, intakes, intake piping, Y pipes, transmission pans, diff covers, tons of stuff from them. The Edge products, the CTS3, great monitor, and along with its associated sensors. Some of the KC turbos, balance assembly, and their stage 3 chargers are on sale. And everything from CNC fabrication, from stainless transmission lines, which are awesome. You should check those out. The 4-line feed kits, everything but their high pressure oil pumps. Tons of cool stuff. It's all on sale already, like right now. It's good to go. Like the build list, I'm going to link down below for this call. It's covered. Like almost everything in there. It's on sale. Pretty cool. Starting tomorrow, full force diesel injectors on sale. That's the 23rd. And then also redhead steering gears. Those are the last two things going up. Big list. You can check out the full list down below. There's a link for it on the Black Friday deals. Enjoy this show. And if you like it, share with your friends. Let us know what you think. So I'm looking at your build list now, which you currently have done. And you had selected, you got to drop in a 63 to 66 millimeter turbo. What specific turbo is it?
Okay. So what I wanted to, I knew I had a lot of leaks on my exhaust side. There was a lot of corrosion on the manifolds and the pipes, and they actually fell apart when I took them out. So I started out with that, and then I had looked at all the stuff about putting the bellowed up pipes and the delete pedestal and all of that stuff. And when I got the turbo out, it still worked pretty good, and I was getting 24 pounds out of it, so it wasn't that bad. And it was the stock turbo, and I got probably 280 on it. I thought it was pretty good, but it had a lot of corrosion on the. I ended up building my own turbo with use a KC S300 wheel, a Garrett rebuild kit, that the US turbo wheel and housing, and a 0.84 housing on it. It works great with the Hydra in the 100 horsepower performance tune.
So basically, right now you've got a ported housing, just a billet compressor wheel, and then KC Turbo's S300 turbine wheel.
And what I wanted to do was bump up to the 180s on the injectors on that, the single shot 180s. And I figured that would get me in a good spot where I wanted to be, because the thing's pretty responsive right now. So I've got the high current, high voltage IDM from DTC, and I got a new PCM from them also. And everything else that I did to it, I upgraded all the CAC, the better tubes and the split intake and the billet intakes from Riffraff. So it can handle the higher boost. And I got a Banks Big Head turbo regulator on there, our wastegate.
Yeah. What are you hoping to gain with the larger set of injectors?
Make a little bit better use of the turbo and maybe get, you know, another 4 or 5 pounds out of it boost-wise.
I assume that the main goal is to just to make more power, or are you just hoping for a higher boost number?
Well, you know, both, because they kind of go hand in hand.
All right. And what 180, what 180 injectors were you looking at? Like a 180-0, 180-30?
180-30. I don't know if I should go bigger than that or...
Well, I can tell you this. Just a compressor wheel and a turbine wheel, it would do no good to have more fuel than 100, like a 180-30, because you won't be able to keep it cool. Like it's a great turbo setup to do, you know, what you've already done. That works fantastic. Works great on stock injectors, and you know, you can push it a little bit further than that, but you're gonna way fully saturate that turbo's ability to cool with 180, like a 180-30 injector.
Okay, so what would you recommend that I go with?
Well, like I said, if you're looking for more, you can make more power. It's just you're not going to pick up much more like working power by adding more fuel. My guess would be, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that like you right now you couldn't like tow something heavy in the 100 horsepower tune and keep it cool if you just like actually use that much power.
No, I mean, I noticed that when I put this in, that I'm getting probably about 200 more degrees exhaust gas temp, you know, when I go past just normal driving. That's just without towing.
Do you tow with the truck ever or not really?
I plan on doing some light towing, you know, like little utility trailers and stuff like that. No big travel trailers or anything like that.
Yeah, so I mean... That turbo's ability to cool is like efficiently is going to be at around like maybe at around like 300 horsepower, maybe even a little bit less than that. It kind of depends on altitude and a few other things, obviously, but you can make more power. It's just not going to be like sustained power. So like if you're accelerating to get on the freeway, like obviously it doesn't really matter if your EGTs get hotter in that scenario, but it would if you were going to be, you know, trying to make 350 horsepower, 400 horsepower for long periods of time. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm not opposed to using a 180-30 injector with that turbo setup. I would just be aware that, you know, just be prepared that it, like you're not going to be able to sustain the kind of power those injectors will make, or really any injector over stock. So in short burst, you can use it. You can use the additional power that they provide, but it's not going to be like that turbo won't cool that much fuel under load consistently, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's the kind of thing, like, you know, the different combinations. I'm not up on all of that stuff, but I understand what you're saying. But do you think that going to a single shot is a good idea to begin with?
I would say it's only a good idea to go to a larger injector at all. If you're doing it to make more power than the stock injectors can make, like that's the only reason you would go to a larger injector. And so with that said, like there are some downsides, like, you know, the truck will have to have tuning in it to run correctly, but correctly does not mean it's going to run like it used to. It's going to idle different and start different and, you know, potentially smoke more. And like, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. It's harder to diagnose a runability problem and stuff like that. That's not necessarily a bad thing if it's what you're looking for and you know that all those are going to come along with it, and it's necessary if you want to make more power. So I can't really answer whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, but it's just a matter of like, are you okay with everything that comes along with making more power?
So basically I guess what I'm hearing you say is that with that turbo setup, I'm pretty much, or I'm able to make full use of it even with the stock injectors.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that turbo setup, like just staying with a stock turbo with a like an S300 turbine wheel and a billet wheel, that's great. That's awesome. And it's intended to be used well in conjunction with like just tuning on stock injectors. It doesn't mean you can't run a larger injector. It just means you're going to be somewhat limited on what the benefits are of a larger injector if that's all the turbo you have.
Okay. So if I wanted to get more power, I would want to start then with something more on the turbo end.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to make more power, and that's for sure, like no matter what, if your goal is, I'm going to put new injectors in it, and I would like to make more power than it makes now, you can go ahead and do that on the turbo you have. Like, it's going to function fine. You're just not going to be able to fully use the fuel that's available without temperature problems, which it's fully up to you whether there's problems or not, right? Because you can control that with your foot or by putting in a different tune. I guess the only thing that I can kind of advise on is, like, you know, just keeping in mind that putting bigger injectors in isn't just as simple as you drop them in and the truck just does everything like it used to, exactly the same, only faster. There are more things that can go wrong or, you know, become what a lot of people consider to be problems. Just by switching to anything that's not a stock injector, so any single shot, but that's necessary if you want the power. But like I said, the other thing I would point out is that, like, if you have absolutely no desire to ever change the turbo setup and you just want to use what you have, and you want to be able to, like, have a well-rounded setup and keep it that way, then what you have is a well-rounded setup.
Okay. Because what I was going to say is that right now I'm very happy with the off-idle throttle response, the low end torque, you know, and just the acceleration that I get out of it. You know, it's almost car-like for something that size. It's pretty good. And I can still tow, you know, a reasonable amount of stuff without much trouble. And it is on automatic. And it's a stock automatic. I haven't touched it. I might put a shift kit in it later on, but that's not going to, you know, that's not going to affect how the engine runs pretty much in its case.
Yeah. I mean, if the transmission is really healthy right now, like if you drop the pan and there's not a bunch of material in it, an accumulator body can aid in, you know, keeping it alive for a little bit longer. Certainly not going to save the transmission from failure, but yeah, I'm not sure if I helped kind of clarify the injector thing at all.
Because part of the thing is that I'm having some intermittent trouble with, I get the intermittent shutoffs, but it doesn't happen very often. It's just every once in a while it'll happen. But when it starts happening, it'll happen for a little while until I shut the car off and do it again. But what'll happen is it'll cut the hydra out and then it'll go back to running on just a normal stock tip. And I thought it was the hydra and I sent it to BPCE and I got a new PCM, which I was going to do anyway. And they said, no, there's nothing wrong with any of that stuff. You've got another issue. But it doesn't happen often enough that I can track down what it is.
Like, you'll be driving down the road and the truck will turn off completely?
It'll stall and then go back to running again. But when it goes back to running, about the third time, the hydra just won't come back on at all. The screen will be blank and it'll be running on the stock or the stock program. And then if I shut the key off and turn it back on, it'll start back up on the hydra again and be normal.
Yeah, interesting. Is it... no matter what, whenever it's acting up, you turn the truck off and back on and the problem goes away? Or is it like it just some occasionally will have a repeated issue and it doesn't matter what you do, just eventually it decides to stop?
The last time that it happened, it started and then it just started doing it like over and over. And then the engine would stop, or it would just basically stall while it was running and then start back up and keep running. But it would shut off my hydra. The first time it would like go to like zero and then it would just come back with no display. And then it would be, you could tell it was on the stock, but yeah, the normal stock PCM program to have crappy power and everything. It would keep doing that. But if I would stop and shut the car off and come back on, it would come back on with the hydra, but then it would still do it. When I had the problem before, I took the hydra out and I drove it around for like 3 months and it didn't do it at all. It only does it with the hydra in for some reason. But apparently there's nothing wrong with the PCM or the hydra. So.
And the same problem existed on the original PCM and on the new one, or have you not had a problem since switching to the new one?
The problem didn't go away when I put in a new PCM. It showed back up again later. But like, I can drive the thing for a month and it doesn't happen, and then it'll just do it.
Yeah, those things can be such a pain to figure out.
Now I'm kind of worried about putting in new injectors until I get that solved.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I would be too. especially an aftermarket injector, because you introduce a whole nother world of diagnostic troubles when you have a single shot injector and a split shot.
Yeah, and if it reverted to the stock PCM program, it wouldn't run then, would it?
It'll function. It just, especially like the warmer it gets, it'll be really choppy and kind of touchy. That's one of the complications with having a single shot injector in a Super Duty, is like when you return the truck to stock, it will like start, it will idle, it will drive not correctly. It'll be pretty rough, especially with warm oil, and rough enough to the point where it becomes extremely difficult to discover if you've got, like, if it's running incorrectly but properly because it's not tuned for it, or is it running incorrectly because there's actually something wrong with it?
Yeah, what I will say is when it is running, it runs fantastic, and I like driving it. It's fun to drive, and it's.
So what specifically do you like about it right now? Like, is it the reliability? Is it the smoothness? Is it the, like, you're happy with the power and it's super smooth? Like, what about this setup currently do you like the most?
It's off idle throttle response, the power, it's got real good street manners. When you put on your foot on the gas, it does something, it doesn't feel like, I really for the, get some torque up and get some RPMs. It takes off and goes, and it feels really nice. So
the reason you might go to a larger injector is like in hopes that everything you like about it now would just be even better, like more responsive, more power.
Yeah. More, like if I wanted to race somebody to the next stoplight, basically a little more low end torque, some a little more power, get out.
Yeah. I mean, it would definitely do that. Kind of bringing it back to your turbo question earlier, you could do that and still make pretty good power with like a 180/30 injector on the turbo you have. My only concern is, like, if one of the things that's very important to you is the simplicity of what you currently have and the fact that it is smooth and it does just start and it doesn't have smoke issues, if those things matter a lot, I would just keep in mind that there's a trade-off. Like, for the extra power, you gain like the other things that come with it, which are the simplicity and the smoothness of a stock truck isn't there anymore. Like I said, it's not a bad thing. It's just something I would definitely be aware of when you're trying to decide between injectors.
So if I was to do like a refresh on the bottom end and had planned on more power, at what point would I consider putting in upgraded connecting rods?
If you have the intent, well, first question is, what year is this truck?
99.
Okay. So you should have forged rods. If you have the intent to make, to use an injector that's like a 205/80 or larger. So if you want to be in the high 400s or higher, basically if you intend to make any more power than like a 180/30 and you're going to build an engine anyway, then I would highly recommend putting a better connecting rod in it. There are plenty of forged rod trucks that huck rods at, 480 to 500 horsepower. Certainly not all of them. Some of them last fine, but I definitely wouldn't put, $8,000-$10,000 into an engine with the intent to put it on that edge and then not spend a little bit more to keep it alive. So I wouldn't be that scared in a 99 to put a 205/80 in that engine, and make, high 400s. That wouldn't be a terrible idea. Like, it's not likely to cause a catastrophic failure, but it can happen. But I certainly wouldn't do that on a brand new engine, and just to save a couple $1,000s.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. And the other one was, I saw that KC has basically a ball bearing turbo version of what I have. Well, it might be a little bit better wheel design, but it's basically the same size. Would there be any advantage of going up to the ball bearing one?
Not because it's ball bearing. No, let's say you did want to upgrade the turbo because you needed a larger turbo to meet your power goal. In that case, if you're going to buy one anyway, I'm not wholly opposed to ball bearing turbos. I will say this, our experience with, I love KC turbos. It's pretty much the only drop-in turbos we recommend. But my experience with their ball bearing turbos has not been nearly as reliable as our journal bearing chargers are. So I don't generally recommend them. I would rather use a journal bearing turbo that's cheaper. They're not that much different in how they drive. They're very, very similar. Like size for size, the bearing change doesn't do a lot for you. And the journal bearing ones are cheaper to rebuild, easier to rebuild, and cheaper to buy. And they do tend to be more reliable.
Ball bearings really doesn't give you a large advantage over a similar journal bearing one, is what you're saying, basically, power-wise.
No, I mean, it is slightly different. I mean, you'll get the shaft speed up slightly faster, but I would say for the potential downsides that we see from them, it is not significant enough to be worth it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking of. Again, I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. I have a Banks power elbow and their 4-inch exhaust on there with an air raid cold air intake. I really like the setup.
Yeah. No, listen, I guess the best thing I could say to walk away from this is, like, there's always more power to be had. There's always more that you can do to gain more. I would just be, and like, I'm not opposed to it at all, to making more power, but I would just be very conscious of why you're happy with what you have, if you are happy, and what you're going to be losing if you do try to get more power out of it, regardless of how much more it is. Cause it really sucks to go, yeah, I want more power, and yeah, it's faster, it's more fun at a stoplight, but you know, everything else about the truck I dislike more than what I used to have. Like, we see that a lot, which is the only reason I push kind of hard on, not against making more power, just, you know, being totally sure that's actually what you want.
Well, or at least understanding what you're giving up for that.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions for me? I think you said you had two of them, and I don't remember if we answered two or one.
No, that was both of them, the ball bearing turbo and the connecting rods.
Well, if you have any other questions, feel free to reach back out and give us a call or just shoot me an email. I'd be happy to answer what we can.
Well, I appreciate it. No, that pretty much answers all the questions. I kind of have a better idea of what I want to do.
Hey, if you guys like this show, share it with your friends. Share it with anybody you think would enjoy it. I really appreciate you guys listening. Check out the next episodes, the 1023 Soul Shop Talk podcast. And you can find us at 1023soul.com. If you're looking for parts, thanks for listening.